All right, going back to our top story, the Baltimore Bridge collapse. The governor of the state of Maryland is now publicly praising the Indian crew aboard the ship for raising the alarm and, quote-unquote, saving lives. A mayday call was issued before a container ship struck a pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, a decision Maryland Governor Wes Moore said saved lives ahead of the bridge's collapse early on the morning of 26th of March. The crew on the vessel were able to notify authorities of a power issue and that they had lost power on the ship, which alerted officials who were able to stop some vehicles from crossing the bridge before the ship collided with it. DD India Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. for more on this piece of news coming in from Baltimore. Simon, good to have you join us on the show. Fill us in on the latest you're able to pick up on this bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Well, there is no question, Ramesh, that there are heroes of the hour, and they are the 22 crew members aboard the Dali, all of them, we understand, Indians, who are now being widely praised by the governor of Maryland, also by Maryland's junior senator, Chris Van Hollen, for their actions as they realized that the ship was sailing towards the bridge and was likely to collide with the central span of the bridge that upheld it. They raised the alarm in sufficient time to allow the authorities back on land to stop further vehicles from getting onto the bridge. Now, there were vehicles that were already on the bridge that were then subsequently swept into the water. Their occupants, of course, now the subject of the ongoing search and rescue operations that are taking place in the icy waters of the river that the bridge used to span. But there is no doubt that the authorities on the ground in Baltimore say that the situation could have been much worse had the crew on board the vessel not raised the alarm. There is actually also a report here, unconfirmed, that an effort was made to drop anchor by the crew on board that ship as they realized that the ship had lost all power, lost control, was unable to impact the direction in which it was sailing, and immediately raised the alarm and told the officials in the port of Baltimore that a collision with the bridge was possible. Now, all of this, of course, is going to be subject to an investigation that's going to be led by the National Transportation Safety Board here in Washington, D.C. It has already dispatched a team to Baltimore to lead the investigation. They'll be joined by Singaporean officials because the Dali is a Singaporean-flagged vessel owned by a company based in Singapore that is managed and owned by, we understand, Indians, and that explains why the crew on board the vessel was Indian. But there is no question at all that the authorities in Baltimore absolutely praising the reactions of that crew on board the Dali and indicating that their actions saved lives as they realized that a collision between the vessel and the bridge was possible.
Simon, do stay on. I want to remind our viewers of the news you just shared. I want to emphasize again for the benefit of viewers tuning in, the crew on the vessel, as Simon was reporting, were able to notify authorities of a power issue and that they had lost power on the ship, which alerted officials who were able to stop some vehicles from crossing the bridge before the ship collided with it. And the governor of Maryland State is now publicly praising the Indian crew aboard the ship for raising the alarm and, quote-unquote, saving lives. Simon, how are the rescue operations coming along? Any casualty?
Well, it's very difficult. There are an unknown number of people missing, not just people who were driving vehicles across the bridge at 1:30 in the morning when this disaster occurred, but also we understand members of a road repair crew that were on the bridge conducting repairs as the ship collided with the central span supporting the bridge. And, you know, the video of the accident demonstrates how rapidly the bridge came down after that collision. It comes down in a matter of seconds, plunging into the icy waters. Colleagues of mine at the scene have witnessed fresh rescue boats arriving and preparing to take to the waters as this search and rescue operation continues. We know that two people were pulled from the water, one of them in serious condition now in hospital. At least seven others are feared to be missing, but the precise number could rise because the authorities are having to go through surveillance videotape gathered by the security cameras on the bridge to get a very clear sense of how many people and how many vehicles may have been swept into the water. But again, a situation that the authorities say could have been much worse had it not been for the actions of the crew conveyed by radio to the authorities in the port, warning them that their ability to control the direction in which the ship was moving had failed, that propulsion on board the ship had encountered some kind of absolutely disastrous difficulty. It was the alarm that they raised that may have prevented potentially a pretty substantial number of additional people from being swept into the waters, because even at 1:30 in the morning, that bridge, which carried Interstate 695, one of the major highways in this part of the eastern seaboard, heading north from Baltimore into northern and eastern Maryland, there would have been some pretty substantial traffic on that bridge even at 1:30 in the morning, which is why, of course, this has proved to be such a catastrophic event, an event that has really shocked people in this region. Virtually everyone who lives here will at some point have crossed that bridge, and its disappearance as a result of this disaster is going to raise some real economic questions for the region moving forward, and also for the Port of Baltimore. We know that there are 40 ships preparing to arrive at one of America's busiest ports, the Port of Baltimore, over the course of the next few hours. They may be significantly delayed in their ability to reach the port and to have the cargo that they're bringing to the United States taken off the vessels that they're sailing in.
Simon, thank you. Appreciate it. That was Simon Marks reporting from Washington, D.C.